Today's daf is Yevamis daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we are at the two dots, 12 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, Kitana v'chareshes v'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shalema v'chayim Elazar ben Rachel Leia. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Kiddushin Derabanan, specifically the special chiddush that the Chachamim instituted, that a person could be Mekadesh a Ketana, even if it's not her father that's being Mekabel the Kedushin on her behalf. Rather, it's her mother, her brother, or L'shoyne Azov Shal Rambam, one of her other Kroivos that are being Mekabel Kedushin on her behalf. Additionally, we discussed a little bit, and today we're going to discuss a lot, another type of Kedushin that the Rabbanon instituted, and that is the Kedushin with a chareshes. So midday raisa, a chareshes, that's a woman that's not able to talk or hear, is not considered a bastas. As a result, she can't be mekabel kedushin. If that's the case, she has no way of getting married midday raisa. Stating that, the chachamim were mechadesh, a kedushin, and an ishus derabanan on behalf of this chareshes. So there's a tzad hashava between a ketana and a chareshes, in that both of these girls and women were subject to this takonas chachamim, that even when they can't get married midairaisa, there are times that they would be able to get married midirabon. The Mishnah and Daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph said a chiddush nifla, and that is what happens if Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven had two wives. One wife was a ketana that was married midirabonah. The other wife was a chareshes. Reuven died. He left over no children. These two wives of Reuven now fall a yibum to Shimon. Ordinarily, the halacha is, if two yivamas fall liyibum, the yavam, Shimon, would have a mitzvah to do yibum and or chalitza with one of the two yivamas, and biyasa, a chalitzasa, shalachas mayen, would be peiteres, tsarasa, it would pater the other one. However, as it relates to this unique Nefila liyibum, the Mishnah says that in the event that Shimon would be miyabim or chaylets, either the ketana or the chareshes, the halach is it would not pater the other. It's a very big chiddush. The reason it's a very big chiddush is because both of these women were the wives of Reuven. Not only are they both the wives of Reuven, but the nature of the ishus is the same. They're both married to Reuven midirabanon. So there's the same geder of ishus between Reuven and both of these Yevamas. So why would this be the anomaly to all the cases in Masechtas Yevamas, where in the event that these two women fully yibum to Shimon all of a sudden would have to be miyabim or be chaylates, both of them? That is going to be the topic of the first part of today's daf. Zok to Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Ashkachte de Rav Adabar Ahava, Ulu Rav Chano Chasne, De Yasvi Vikom Mekavu Akavto Beshuka De Pumpadisa. So Rav Nachman said, I saw a beautiful sight. Rav Adabar Ahava and his son-in-law Rav Chano, they were standing in the shuk of Pumpadisa, and they were Mekavu Akavso. They were Talmidim that were circled around them, and they were listening to Rav Adabar Ahava and his Edom talk and learning. Va'amri, and they said the following, Hadutnan, this that we learned in the mission that we just mentioned, that in the event that a ketan and a chareshes both fall a yibum, the halach is that the bia with one can't pat to the other. Hani mili, the only time this is true, the naflo le me'achiv pikeach. It's only when Reuven, the brother that died, was a pikeach. And the reason this halach is true, get ready for a chiddush, the loya dinon, because we're not sure, ibiktano nichole, ibichareshes nichole, which one of these two wives did Reuven like better? Ibiktano nichole, was he more nicha with his ishos with the ketana, the asilo chaldea? Because even though right now she's a ketana, she's not a bastas, but eventually she will be a bastas, ibichareshes nichole. Or maybe he was more tefriden with his marriage to the chareshes, the gedoylahi, because right now she's a gedoyla, ubas biyohi, and she's a bas biyo. It's because of that, because we're not sure who Reuven is more nicha to in his marriage, the halacha is that the biyo with one would not pater the tzara. Because on some level, the way we look at it, here's the chiddush part, is that Reuven is more married to the woman that he's nichale to be married to. If he's more married to one, there's more zika to one, the Zika is not on the same level, and if that's the case, the Bia with one won't be able to pop to the other. Now, the only time this is true, the only time where we're uncertain who he's more nicha to, is in the event that he himself was a Pikech. Avol nafla me'achav cheresh, but in the event that Reuven himself was a cheresh, vaday b'cheresh es nichale. For sure, we would assume that Reuven the cheresh would be more nicha to his wife, the chereshes, the bas biyohi, because she's a gedoyla, as a result, she's a bas biyah, ubas minehi. And as a result, they're the same min. They're both a cheresh. And if that's the case, it chapanafke mino lehalacha, in that instance, for sure, the bia with the chareshes would pater the ktana, but the bia with the ktana would not pater the chareshes. This is what Rav Nachman said. I saw Rav Ada Barahava and his Eidim Rav Chana saying to the Talmidim in the Shuk of Pumpadisa, Va'amina lohu ana. So I, Rav Nachman, said lohu to them. I disagree. Afilu nafla le me'achiv cheresh. Even if Reuven was a cheresh, nami misafkele, the halacha would be the same. Says the Gemara, Ketza takanasim. Okay, so the Mishnah said that in the event that Reuven dies and he leaves over two wives, one was a ketana and the other one was a chereshes. So what's the halacha? Shimon's yibum with one would not pater the other. Machlokes amayiroim, based on this anecdote that the Gemara just told, whether that's true only in the event that Reuven was a pikeach, what if Reuven was a cheresh, but the ikur halacha of the Mishnah. So now what? In the event that these two yivamas fall, one a ktana, one a chereshes, the case really matters. What is the halacha going to be? Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav. So Rav Chizda said, I was mekabel from Rav, that this is what they're supposed to do. Koines hachareshes. First things first, the Yavam Shimon should do yibum with the chareshes, umaytziya beget, and then afterwards he should give her a get. Viktana, and as it relates to the ktana, tamtema chetagdol, he should wait until she becomes a gedoyla, vitachloitz, and then he should do chalitza. So let's just explain. For Shimon to do yibum with the ktana and the chareshes is obvious. He can't do. That's dead on arrival. He can never be miyabim to tzaras. So to go ahead and do yibum with both, that's not going to be an option. Fine. To do chalitza with the chareshes is also not an option. A chareshes is not subject to the laws of chalitza, ever. So to do chalitza to a chareshes is also not going to be an etzah. Bal karchach, what he's going to have to do, is he's going to have to be miyabim the chareshes. That's going to be his only etzah. What's he going to have to do to the ktana? Bal karchach, he's going to have to be choyleitz the ktana. Why is he going to have to be choyleitz the ktana? Because again, you can't be miyabim both. You for sure have to do yibum with the chareshes. There is no other etza. So you're going to end up doing yibum with the chareshes, and you're going to end up doing chalitza with the ktana. Okay, here's the point. Once you do yibum with the chareshes, there's still going to be an iser for the person to live with the chareshes. And the reason is because you're going to do chalitza with the ketana. And once you do chalitza with the ketana, so then there's a halacha of kivon shaloi bana shuvla yivne with regards to the tzara. So ultimately, you won't be able to live with the chareshes. You're going to not be able to live with the ketana either. You're going to have to do chalitza. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, be koines the chareshes. That's the only way to remove the zika. Umaytziya beget. Inevitably, you're going to have to give her a get. Viktana, as relates to the ketana, you're going to do chalitza. Now, you can't do chalitza with a ketana. So tamtena chetagdol, you're going to wait until she gets older. And then it is that you're going to do chalitza. Amar Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda said that this is the way Rav said you're supposed to work out this halacha in the Mishnah. So Rav Chizda said, Shma mino, I learned from what Rav said at Dover Gadol. I learned from this that Chasava Rav holds chareshes. The kedushin of a chareshes is kenuya u'mishuyeres. The nature of the kedushin is we look at it as if there's a kinyan, kinyanishus, but u'mishuyeres, not a complete kinyan, only a quasi kinyan. Ketana, however, as it relates to the kedushin with a ketana, the way we look at it is as if she's kenuya, she's mikudeshes, or b've'enu kenuya. On some level, maybe she's not mikudeshes. Now, Rav Chizda is going to continue to talk, but we're going to have to stop mid-sentence. Milver Rav Chizda saying, be masber what Rav Chizda meant, and really, in order to be masber Rav Chizda, pashup shat, we have to take two steps back, and we have to be makdim a little bit, so that, be'ezus Hashem, we can understand this next omen of Gemara. If you ask the man on the street, chazal u'mesakin, kidushe, the Rabbanon, for a ketana, shehisiyua imavachem. What's the nature of that kedushin? he would say, I don't know, it's a Kedushin Derabbanan. Just like there's something called Kedushin Deraisa, there's also something called Kedushin Derabbanan. If you ask him a follow-up question, what about the Kedushin of a Chareshes? Where Chazal were mesaken a special takonas chachomim that she could get married. What's the nature of that marriage? He would say, same question, same answer. It's some sort of Ishus Midrabbanan. For sure, that's what anybody would think. However, Rav Chisda is about to prove methodically that that could not have been the case. And rather, when Chazal were misaking Ishus Derabbanan, both for a Ketana and a Chareshes, the nature and the gather of that Ishus was not, there's something called Ishus Deraisa, Lama Shafin on Ishus Derabbanan. Rather, the Ishus that they were misaking, the gather of that Ishus, was that it was an incomplete Ishus. And really, incomplete Ishus can be on one of two ways. Either it's an incomplete Ishus in the sense that we look at it as if it's a quasi-Ishus. So this Ishus Derabbanan, Chazal didn't view as a full-fledged Ishus Derabbanan, but rather they viewed it as a quasi-Ishus. The other side of what it would mean that we look at it as an incomplete and an inconclusive Ishus is not that it's a quasi-Ishus and that it's like a chatzi-Ishus. But rather, it's a suffix ishus. So that we're going to the her ishus here, but at the same time, the gedder of the ishus is going to be treat this woman as if there's a suffix ishus. Maybe she's a mekudeshes, maybe she's not a mekudeshes. So just to understand these two, start them a little bit better. The first side is, it's a chatzi ishus. So qualitatively speaking, if ishus usually from 1 to 10 is a 10, this ishus is only a 5. It's like a mixas ishus. The lashon of the Gemara is kenuya mishuyeres. There's a kinyan, but there's like a shear in the kinyan. It's not a complete ishus. The other side is, on the side that there's an ishus, it's a 10. But there's also a side, it's a 0. It's kenuya, but at the same time, it's enoy kenuya. How did Rav Chisda know this? Rav Chisda knew this from two Mishnahs. He knew it from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Amad Aleph, the Mishnah we learned, and he also knew it from a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, a Mishnah that we're going to learn in the Hemshech of the Daf. And the truth is, Rav Chisda knew from these two Mishnahs, as we're about to see, that one of the issues, meaning other Kitana, other Chareshes, was Knuya Mishuyeres, was a Chatzi Ishus, and the other one was Knuya Ve'inu Knuya, was a Safik Ishus. Rav Chisda knew that, but he wasn't sure which one was which. And that's why he got so excited when he heard what Rav said, because he said, Shma Mina, I know from what Rav just said, that Rav must be of the opinion that the Chareshes is Knuya Mishuyeres, and the Kitana is Knuya Ve'inu Knuya. But had Rav not said that, I wouldn't have known which one is which. I wouldn't have known whether it's the Ketana that's Knuya Mishuyeres and it's the Chareshes that's Knuya Ve'ena Knuya, or it's the Ketana that's Knuya Ve'ena Knuya and it's the Chareshes that's Knuya Mishuyeres. But for sure, Rav Chisda is saying, I would have known that they're both not Knuya Ve'ena Knuya and they're also both not Knuya Mishuyeres. How so? So we mentioned it's based on two Mishnayos. I think it's kedai to just speak out what the raya was. The Mishnah said on Daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph that in the event that Reuven was married to two wives, one was a Ketana, one was a Chareshes. Reuven dies with no children. The Ketana and the Chareshes both fall to Yibum. So what's the halacha? The B of one is not going to pat to the other. Now, we mentioned earlier, why not? And the Gemara said an interesting tzvara, a Maisa Shahaya that took place in the Shuk of Pompadisa, and it seemed to be based on a Balabatish tzvara, that whoever he is more nicha to in the marriage, that's the woman that he's more married to, that Zika is a stronger Zika, it's only that one that's going to pata, but being that we don't know which one is which, because you can hear a tzvara this way, you can hear a tzvara that way, so therefore the halacha is one is not going to pata the other. Rav Chisda understood this halacha more of a lumnus. He understood that the reason one can't pata the other is because the gather of the issues is not the same issues. You know why? Because they're under resort issues. You're right. Atzad ha-shavah shavahen is that we deher issues derabanan. But at the end of the day, it's not the same thing. Because it's not the same thing, so therefore Rav Chisda said, one camp after the other. So Rav Chisda said, you know what I see from the Mishnah on Kuf Yonam and Aleph? I see two things. Number one, it's not just a regular issues derabanan. Because if it was, and if they both were, let one after the other. You know what else I see from the Mishnah on Kuf Yonam and Aleph? I see that they're both not quasi-issues. Because if each one is a quasi-ishus, if each one is a chatzi-ishus, then at the end of the day, they still have the same ishus. And if they still have the same ishus, let there be of one part to the other. So if Chisda said, I see from Daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, not a svar, I see a lumdus. I see that the issues, the Rabbanon of Ketan and Chareshes is not a regular traditional issues. It's also not a Mikzas issues. But I only see from the Mishnah that they're not both like that. They don't both have a regular issues, and they don't both have a Mikzas issues. Because if they both were a regular issues, or if they both were a Mikzas issues, for sure the beer with one would part to the other. We'll hold that thought. There's another Mishnah. The Mishnah is on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and that Mishnah is going behemshech to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what would happen if Reuven died, left over, again, a Ketana and a Chareshes? And then Shimon was Miyabim the Ketana. Okay? And then he was Miyabim the Chareshes. So the halach is whether he was supposed to, wasn't supposed to. He wasn't supposed to. But after the fact, the halach is he's going to be usher both on the Ketana, and he's going to be usher on the Chareshes as well. Meaning, ordinarily, if two Yevamas fully Yibam, and Shimon is Miyabim both of the Yevamas, he's not allowed to. It's an Issa Deiraisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's an Issa Aseh. According to Rish Lakish, it's an Issa Eshesach. Way back when on Daf Yudam and Beis. But everybody agrees it's Aser. But everyone also agrees that if he's Miyabim a second Yevam, it doesn't impact his ability and his relationship with the Yevam that he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibam. He wasn't supposed to do it. But at the same time, Avadi, he's allowed to stay married. The Mishnah is saying a Chiddush, that if the two Yevamas are a Ketana and a Chareshes, in that instance, the halacha is, he would not be allowed to stay married with the first Yevam that he was Miyabim. And Rav Chisda said, what's the reason for that? What's the reason? Said Rav Chisda, L'chayru, if you're going to tell me that the nature of the issues with the Ketana and the Chareshes is they're both issues derabbanans, and they're both suffik knuya and suffik eino knuya, then I have no havana in this. You know why? He said, because memanavshach. Let's just pick one of the two. Someone was miyabim the ketana. Okay, he was miyabim the ketana. The ketana maybe is knuya legamri, or maybe not knuya at all. On the side that the ketana is knuya legamri, so it comes out that there's no zika anymore with the chareshness. If there's no zika with the chareshness, how could the bia with the chareshness have any impact on the ketana? It's no different than any time the yavam is miyabim, the two yavamas, where the fact that he was miyabim, the second yavam, which again, he wasn't supposed to do, but at the same time, it's not going to impact his ability to be able to live with his yavam. Elamai, you'll tell me, maybe she's not a yavam at all. Maybe she's ain't a knuya. Well, if she's ain't a knuya, meaning because Reuven was never really married to her, because she's a ketana, so she never fell a yibum. If she never fell a yibum, so how could the yibum with the chareshes have any impact? So said Rav Chisda that in the event that both the ketana and the chareshes are knuya ve'ina knuya, so then if you're born the ketana, then born the chareshes, I don't understand why the be on the chareshes should impact the ketana. And if you're born the chareshes and then you're born the ketana, I don't understand why the be on the ketana should impact the chareshes. So the halacha has no avana. So al karchach, they're not both knuya ve'ina knuya. So Rav Chisda said from the Mishnah, daf kuf yud, I know they're not both regular issues to Rabbanu. I also know they're not both kedusha me'miktsas. From the Mishnah, daf Kuf Yud Aleph, I know they're not both Knuya ve'ena Knuya. What must be going on over here? What must be going on over here is one of them is Knuya b'miktsas, and the other one is Knuya ve'ena Knuya. And if you learn that, then you can understand both the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud and both the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Let's just take this to the finish line. Let's go back to the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud, understanding that other the Ketana, other the Chareshes is Knuya b'miktsas, the other one is going to be Knuya ve'ena Knuya. So Reuven again is married to Ketana Chareshes. Reuven dies, leaves over no children. These two Yevamas now fall Yibam to Shimon. So Shimon can't, the Mishnah says, do beer with one and pot to the other, although ordinarily that's how Yevamas works. Over here, he would have to go ahead and do something to both of them. What's the Cheshbon? The Cheshbon's like this. Let's say the Ketana is the Knuya b'miktsas. If the Ketana is Knuya b'miktsas, the beer with the Ketana can't pot to the Chareshes, because maybe the Chareshes is Knuya ve'ena Knuya. On the side that she's Knuya, her Zika is stronger than the Zika of the Ketana. The Ketana was only Knuya the Mixas, so it's a Mixas Zika. The Chareshes was Knuya ve'ena Knuya. On the side Knuya, it's a full Zika, so how could the Bia go ahead and pater? That's why I wouldn't be able to pater. If the Ketana is the Knuya ve'ena Knuya and the Chareshes is Knuya the Mixas, then Zikr wouldn't be able to pater. Because the Ketana is Knuya ve'ena Knuya. On the side she's ve'ena Knuya, she's not even a Yevama. So how's she going to pater the Chareshes? That's Knuya the Mixas. The same is true if you just flip it from Ketana to Chareshes. chareshes. So therefore, the Mishnah is moving. I understand the Mishnah. Why the halach is that to be in one, it's not going to be able to pat the other. The same is going to be true. This is a dot trickier for the Mishnah and daf kuf yod aleph. The Mishnah kuf yod aleph again. It's the same case where Reuven dies. He leaves over two wives, a ketana and a chareshes, and there's no children. So Shimon was supposed to be careful with how he goes about this, but he didn't. He was miyabim the ketana, and then he was miyabim the chareshes. And what was the halacha of the Mishnah? The halacha is that when he does yibum with the second yivama, it ends up asnering the first one. What's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is as follows. In the event that the ketana was knuya, the eino knuya, so it comes out that he went and he did yibum. However, the chareshes, who is knuya ve'ena knuya, again, the ketana was knuya b'miktas. The chareshes is knuya ve'ena knuya. On the tzad that she's knuya, so she has a full-fledged zika. And if she has a full-fledged zika, so it's going to come out that bia is going to be a maisa yibum. And if it's a maisa yibum, it's going to ask to her now on the ketana. The ketana was knuya b'miktas. It was very nice. But the chareshes was knuya ve'ena knuya. On one side, she's a knuya legamri. So on the tzad that she's a knuya legamri, it's still considered a maisa yibum. If it's a maisa yibum, it's going to ask her to the first one. The only reason when you do yibum with one, and then you do yibum with the second one, it doesn't ask to the first one, because the zika's gone. Over here, the zika's not gone. Because the first one was only knuya b'miktas. The second one was knuya ve'ena knuya. Now, what about the other tzad? What if the ketana is knuya ve'ena knuya and the chareshes is knuya b'miktas? Over here, l'chari, there shouldn't be a problem. Because on the tzad that the ketana is knuya, so we knocked out all the zika. So the bia with the chareshes shouldn't have any impact. And on the tzad she's ena knuya, there's no bia in the world with the chareshes that would have any impact on the ketana anyways, because she's not an eshes ach. She was never knuya anyways. So the other rishonim amaz, but you have to say, the pshat in the Mishnah is, Chazal made a gzera. Ketana, otu before chareshes, otu chareshes before ketana. Because being that on one side it's going to be a problem, so they made a problem on both sides. But the bottom line is, what we need just for dafyomi purposes, that is that Rav Chisda understood from the Mishnah on Kuf Yud, it can't both be a regular ishus d'rabbanan, it also can't even be an ishus b'miktas. Both. From Kuf Yud Aleph, he understood they both can't be knuya ve'ena knuya. And really, when he looked at the two Mishnayos, he was able to deher that for sure one is knuya ve'ena knuya, the other one's knuya b'miktas. But you can go both ways. Because whether the ketana is this way and the chareshes is that way, whether the chareshes is this way and the ketana is that way, it works. He was mesubik, he didn't know at the end of the day which one, the ketana or the chareshes, is knuya b'miktas and which one is knuya ve'ena knuya. But then Rav Chisda heard what Rav said. Rav Chisda heard that Rav said, Keitza taka nosan. He said, what's the Eitza? What should you do l'chatchil? Forget about making all the mistakes. What should you do l'chatchil? When Reuven dies, he leaves over a ketana and a chareshes. And Shimon is standing, he doesn't know what to do. So what's all that done? So Rav laid it out. Rav said, koines a chareshes. Do yibam with the chareshes. Umaitzni b'get. You'll never be able to live with her. Uktana, as it relates to the ketana, tamten ad shetagdo v'tachloitz. So said Rav Chisda, from this Rav, I know. You know what I know? I know Kosovar Rav, the Rav holds, we'll see it inside, Chareshes Knuya Mishuyeres, that the Ktana must, that the Chareshes must be the Knuya Mishuyeres, she's the Knuya B'miktas, and the Ktana is the Knuya Ve'ena Knuya. How so these? So but I, the Chareshes Knuya Ve'ena Knuya. Because if you're going to tell me that Rav holds Vaker, that the Chareshes is Knuya Ve'ena Knuya, and the Ktana is Knuya Mishuyeres, and it's the Ktana that's Knuya Mishuyeres, Chareshes am I koinus, umay tziya beget. Why, after he does Yibam with the Chareshes, does he have to give her a get? Taste of Gabe Mamon of Shach. He should be able to live with the Chareshes Mamon of Shach. What's the Mamon of Shach? I Knuya he. On the side of the Chareshes, what's Knuya? Ha Knuya he. So she's Knuya. So as soon as he was Miyabim the Chareshes, there's no Zika anymore to the Ketana. Any Chalitza that he's going to do with the Ketana later won't make her an Achoyz, or it won't make her a problem with Kivin Shulay Bana Shuvla Yivna. And as a result, you're not going to have an issue. Ve'ilav Knuya he, and if the Chareshes was not Knuya, Hanachriz Ma'alma he, then she's a Nachriz Ma'alma. So if that's the case, so Rav Chisda said, so why did Rab say that you have to be Maitziya Beget? Why should I have to be Maitziya Beget? Must be the reason is because Rav held that it's the Chareshes that's Knuya B'miktas, and it's the Ktana that's Knuya Ve'ena Knuya. And being that that's the case, so you don't have the mamon of shach. The chareshes is not maybe knuya legamri. There's no tzad that it's knuya legamri. It's for sure knuya b'miktas, which means that it's the ktana that might be knuya legamri, which means the chalitza to the ktana will be a real chalitza, which will then prohibit you from living together with the chareshes. And it's for that reason you're koines. Yeah, you're allowed to be koines. There's no issa to be koines. But at the same time, being that you're ultimately going to end up doing chalitza with the ketana, mitziah beget, you're going to have no choice but to go ahead and give it a get. But Rav Chisda continued, and he added just a little more havon. He said, "V'chitei, are you going to tell me that ketana amai tamta nacha tagdu v'tachlitz? At the end of the day, why is it that the ketana needs to have chalitza? Tesev gabe, why shouldn't this person be allowed to be miyabim the ketana? If she's knuya, then it's not a problem. And ilav knuya, and if she's not knuya, it's not going to be a problem." Meaning, it sounds like he can't, in our Mishnah, the Yavam Shimon can't be miyavim the ketana. The Gemara doesn't understand. Why can't Shimon be miyavim the ketana? He should be able to be miyavim her mamon of shach. Meaning, if she's knuya, so you knocked out any zikut to the chareshes. And if she's not knuya, so later you'll be miyabim the chareshes, that wouldn't cause a problem to you anyways, because of the fact that you anyways not a kenuya. So what's going to be the issue? It sounded like from the Mishnah, there's no eitzah to be miyabim the ketana. If the ketana is the kenuya, one of the two are kenuya vein a kenuya. So if the ketana is the one that's kenuya vein a kenuya, the chari should be able to be miyabim the ketana. And what should be the problem? Good ha'ara. So the Gemara says, you're right, 100%. In svara, that is a good question, but imken chareshes b'may tepuk. If you're going to be miyabim the ketana, there's going to be no etza for the chareshes. The reason there's going to be no etza for the chareshes is because you can't do chalitza with the chareshes. The only thing you could do with a chareshes is be miyabim. And once you miyabim the ketana, now you can't be miyabim the chareshes. And it's for that reason, the chareshes is going to end up being stuck. So that en hachinami, in mitzad the ketana, you'd be able to be miyabim. But the Mishnah is trying to come up with an etzah, or the way Rav explained it, ketzah takanoson, it's a takana for everybody. It's a takana for the ketana, it's a takana for the chareshes, it's a takana for Shimon, it's a takana for the neshama of Reuven. We're trying to be mesakin everybody, and the only way to make that work, where we'll be able to be mesakin everybody, is if we do yibum with the chareshes, if we do chalitza with the ketana. Once you do yibum with the chareshes, you're going to be forced to be megarish the chareshes, exactly the way we explained it. So the bottom line is, just to come up for breath for 1 second, and that is that Rav Chisda said Chav Gelent Fin Rav the following, and that is that the kedushin of a ketana is a kedushin derabbanan, and the kedushin of a chareshes is also a kedushin derabbanan, but they're not the same thing. Lav b'chado machto. They're not the same gedder. Rather, the gedder is fundamentally different. The way we look at the kedushin of a chareshes is as a kenuya u'mishu yeres. It's a kedushin b'miktas. The way we look at the kedushin of a ketana is as if it's kenuya ve'ena kenuya, it's a safek kinyan. The Meiri, when he's masbid the Mishnah, he says something beautiful. It just brings this Gemara very much to life. Why would Chazal have looked at the kedushin of a ketana as being a safek kedushin? We'll take it for granted. We'll walk through the sugya with it. But what's the havana? The svara and the havana mamish brings it out very, very stark. It's because a ketana has the ability to be mamayin. And what happens if a ketana does miyun? It's oike the kedushin l'mafreya. That means the entire time that the ketana is married, although she's married, she's knuya ve'ena knuya. Because there's always a possibility that this whole thing is a chukka v'tlulu. And all the bilos are bilos nos. So being that she has the ability to be oike the marriage l'mafreya, so therefore we look at it right now as if it's a knuya ve'ena knuya. A chareshes, even though it's only an ishus d'rabbanan, she doesn't have the ability to be mamayin. So therefore, the chareshes' marriage is a fighting a marriage, albeit the miktas b'seder. But the point is that avifel this marriage. But as it relates to the ketana, there we look at it as knuya ve'ena knuya. Why? Because we understand that even though right now we're treating this as if this is a marriage, but she always has the ability to be mamayin, which would be oike l'mafreya. And that's why we would look at it as if it's a kenuya ve'ena kenuya. But again, what's Rav Shita? Rav Shita is the chareshes is kinyan b'miktas, whereas the ketana is kenuya ve'ena kenuya. It's sofik ish. Zok the Gemara, Amr Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, "Hachinami mistabra kitgal mataritz Rav Chizal libid Rav." I'll bring you a raya, or at least a chabas svara that would seem to support what Rav Chizda was medayik from Rav. Rav Chizda was medayik from Rav. This gather that the Chareshes is Kinyan B'miktas and the Ketano is Safek Kinyan, L'chura have a raya, the Tanya from the following price. There were two brothers that were married to two sisters, Ketano V'Chareshes. One of the brothers was married to a Ketano and the other brother was married to a Chareshes. So they're both married Midira Bonam. Meis Bailo Shal Ketano. If the husband of the Ketana died, so that the Ketana falls Liyibum, so Chareshes Yoytze Beget, the halacha is, the brother that's married to the Chareshes, who's the Ketana's sister, is going to have to divorce his wife, the Chareshes, with the Get. And the Ketana, you're going to have to wait until she gets older, and when she gets older, you're going to do Chalitza. What's the Svara? The Svara is that, really, you have over here an Achis Isha. An Achis Isha is falling Liyibum. Ordinarily, an Achis Isha, the halacha is, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, not her, not the Tzara, Tzara, Tzoyb Kaloyim. Right? That's usually the way you look at it. But this is not your typical Achis Isha. The reason it's not your typical Achis Isha is because everyone's married Midurabana. But that really wouldn't matter either. The fact that everyone's married Midurabana, it's a Midurabana, it's an Achis Isha, v'chulu, v'chulu. It's because one of them is married to a Chareshes, and one of them is married to a Ketana. And as we saw in the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Yud, Chareshes and Ketana, even though they're both married Midurabana, but it's not the same thing. This Braisa is being marched on this idea, Kedarkum Shal Kodesh of Brises, and it's just taking it to the next level. Again, working with this premise, with this hanacha, with this formula that the Chareshes and the Ketana are not the same. Okay, so what's the Hesber and the Brisa? So let's explain the Brisa the way Rav Chisda understood it, Aliba the Rav, that the Chareshes is the one that's married the Miktas, and the Ketana is the one that's Suffolk married, not Suffolk married. Now, just to be clear, this Brisa is about to say three halachas. The reason we're bringing this braisa is because Rav Sheisha said, I believe this braisa is a raya to Rav Chisda said in the name of Rav. The raya is going to be from the third thing that the braisa said, which means that it's only the third thing in the braisa that you have to learn the way Rav Chisda understood Aliba the Rav. But the first two halachas that you see in this braisa, it's not mochach to learn the way Rav Chisda learned the name of Rav, because if it was, then the Hochinami Mestabra would have been from that part of the Braisa. So we'll be mefarish in Aliba the Rav just to not confuse this, but at the same time with an understanding that there is another way to learn. Because if there wasn't another way to learn, then the Hochinami Mestabra would have been from there. The Hochinami Mestabra is from the Dritta Chelik of the Braisa. But again, we'll just learn it Lefio Emes, which is Shitas Rav, which anyways is for sure the way this Braisa is going to read, and that is as follows. So again, so you have two brothers that are married to two sisters. One is married to a Ketana, the other one is married to a Chareshes. Reuven, in the first case, was married to the Ketana, and Reuven died, so the Ketana falls the Yibam now to Shimon, who's married to the Chareshes. She's an Achis Isha, ordinarily Achis Isha. Okay, you're done, you're free. Over here, the halacha is no. Over here, Shimon is going to have to divorce his wife, the Chareshes, and the Ketana is even going to need Chalitz. So Aliba the Rav, the Chareshes is married b'miktsas. The Ketana is a Safik Knuya, is a Safik Eino Knuya. Being that the Chareshes is only b'miktsas, and the Ketana is a Tzad, is Knuya Legamri, so it's for that reason you can't just view her as a regular Achis Isha. Achis Isha would work if the Zika was on the same level. But being that over here, you only have the Achis Isha on your Ishus b'miktsas, but on the tzad that she's Knuy Legamri, so she's a Yevama that doesn't have an Achis Isha that's being soiseret, so therefore, you can't just allow her to go free. And therefore, this Ketana is going to need some form of Chalitza. At the same time, you can't stay married to the Chareshes. And the reason is because of Achis Kukasai. Because now that you're Zoykik to the Ketana, so it comes out your wife is Dachan Achis Kukasai, so therefore, that's not an option either. So what do you have to do? Chareshes Yoytze Beget. You're going to have to give your wife a get. Once you give your wife a get, you'll never be able to marry her sister, because it's going to be Achis Ishtoi from Gerishin, which is going to be a problem. So what are you going to do? You're going to do Chalitza. Ketana Tam to match it. When she gets older, you're going to do Chalitza. Good. What happens if it was in the reverse? What happens if Reuven was the one that was married to the Chareshes? And now the Chareshes falls Liyibum to Shimon, who's married to the Chareshes' sister, who's a Ketana. So what's the halacha? Ketana Yoytze Beget. The Ketana is going to be Yoytze Beget. The Chareshes Asur Loilam. And the Chareshes is going to be Asur Loilam. So again, explaining it, Aliba the Rav. Shimon is married to his wife, that's a Ketana. That marriage is a Safik Knuya. It's a Safik Eina Knuya. His wife's sister, Chareshes, just fell Liyibum. for him to go ahead and be miyabim her, of course he can't do it because it's a tzad achis ishtai. For her to be potter because she's an achis ishtai is also not good because Shimon is married to a ketana that's only suffic mikudashes. On the tzad that she's not mikudashes, she's a regular yavama, so you can't potter her either. For Shimon to stay married to his wife, that you can't do because maybe Shimon's wife is ena kenuya, the yavama is falling the yibum, she's achlis kugasai, so that's going to be a problem either. So what's the eitzah? The eitzah is nothing. Ketana yoitzah beget, you have to give the ketana get, and the chareshes, as it relates to the chareshes, she's going to be asura la'olam. This is important. She's going to be asa forever. Why is she going to be asa forever? There's no one that's going to ever be able to be, no one that's ever going to be able to marry her. She's going to be stuck. She's going to be an aguna la'olam void. And the reason is because Shimon can't be miyabim her, because for Shimon, she's achlis ishtai. And just to be clear, even if Shimon's wife will die, in which case, oh, there's no achas ishtai anymore, because it's only bechayel, but there's Nesra. She was also an eshes ach. And therefore, kivich Nesra sha'achas, she's going to be asur loylam. You can't do chalitza, because she's a chareshes. As a result, she's stuck. Can't be married to Shimon. She can't ever become uteris l'shuk, because you need either yibum or chalitza. You can't do yibum or chalitza. As a result, she has a problem. Zokdemish, Braisa, here's the punchline. Here's the third halacha. This is what we're building up to. V'im ba'al chareshes. If, however, he was born the chareshes, he wasn't supposed to. This last case, where the chareshes fell a yibum. So Shimon's married to the ketana, her sister, the chareshes fell a yibum. He was born the chareshes. Rachman l'tzlan. Very, very bad. Aber, one thing is, okay, and that is this charesh is now all of a sudden just got herself a heter. You give her a get, and now she's mutter, she's allowed to get married. So the Gemara said, Rav Sheisha said from this last halacha, that if in bo al chareshes, noisam al get for hutra, this is a right Rav Chizah said in the name of Rav, that the chareshes is mimiktas, and the ketan is knu yamein knu. How so? So the Gemara speaks out inside, I am Rav Bishloim al chareshes knu yamein shuyeres, Bishloim if the chareshes is knu yamein shuyeres, ketan knu yamein knu yo, and the ketan is a sofi knu yamein knu yo, mishum hachi dechi bo al chareshes noisam al get for hutra. Then I understand this last halacha, why in the event that if the chareshes fell, you and he was born, the Chareshes is unlawfully. That loch is, she's now going to be mutter with a get. I understand it. You know why? The Amr Mamanavshach, because we say Mamanavshach. Ik tana kenuyahi. In the event that Shimon's wife, the ketana, was regular knuya, her nafka mishum achisicha. She anyways was mutter l'shok, because she's an achisicha. Achisicha doesn't fall a yibum. And idlav knuya. And in the event that she was not knuya, then shaper miyabim. Then the yibum was a murder to yibum. And if that's the case, it's going to be okay. Now, vada, you weren't allowed to do a l'chatchila. Because l'chatchila, you had a tzad, she might be an achis isha. So there was a nisa yibum. But it happened already. I mean that it happened already. Right now you want to know, is she muteris l'shuk b'manavshach? If she was an achis isha, she was anyways, but you're isa yibum, I got it. But muteris l'shuk. And if she wasn't, so then it was a good yibum. Eli, amrit chareshes k'nu yivein k'nu. But if you're going to tell me that, it's the chareshes that's the k'nu yivein k'nu. And the k'nan is the k'nu yivein k'nu. Yes, we know one is one way, one's the other way. And if it's in the reverse order, that the chareshes is the k'nu yivein k'nu, and the k'nan is k'nu yivein k'nu. When he's born, the chareshes, am I noisin get for hutra? Why is it okay? Now, why not? Why shouldn't it be okay? Here comes a major kinech. Why not? Mice, at the end of the day, he did yibum. Good, he wasn't supposed to do yibum. But he did yibum. So at the end of the day, he did yibum. So if he did yibum, it should be okay. You know what the problem is? Havalei bi apsula. This yibum is a bi apsula. U bi apsula, loy patra. And we know that Allah is bi apsula, doesn't patra. And if you do a bi apsula, you have to do a chalitza. What's a biyapsula? Biyapsula is where there's a zika, you weren't allowed to do yibum, and you did the yibum anyways. Perek Rabbi Gamliel says, biyapsula, the halachas doesn't patter. You would have to go ahead and do a chalitza. So the Gemara says that in the event that the chareshes is the knuya ve'ena knuya, and the ketana is knuya mishu yeres, then this bi is a biyapsula. Why is that? It's because if the ketana is the knuya mishu yeres, that means for sure the chareshes, when she falls the yibum, was an achay sisha. But she's an achay sisha only b'miktsas. Because the whole marriage with the ketana is a marriage b'miktsas because it's knuya u'mishu yeres. Now, on the tzad that the marriage, on the tzad that she's in a knuya, the chareshes, then you have a problem. The issue over here is that she might have been knuya, so now she's falling liyibum. If she's falling liyibum, it means she's knuya. If she's knuya, that means she's knuya lagamri. If she's knuya lagamri, so there's a zika now that she's falling liyibum. There's a zika because she was knuya lagamri. You can't do yibum because she's an achis isha b'miktsas, which would mean that if you did yibum, it would be a biyapsula. And a biyapsula is going to be a problem. Now, just to speak this out a little bit better. Bishloima in the reverse. Bishloima, if we understand that the Ktana is Knuya ve'ena Knuya, and the Chareshes is Knuya ve'miktsas, so then there's no tzad over here that it's a Biyapsula. Why not? Because Mamanav Shach, either the Ktana's Knuya legamri, in which case the Chareshes didn't fully Yibam, there is no Zika at all, or the Ktana is ena Knuya klal, in which case there's a regular Nefilas Yibam. So on both stodim, it's not a Biyapsula. We rather don't know Klapi Shmaya Galia, but Lefi HaEmes, there's either zero Zika or a Fantiga Zika. So the B is going to be a B'Aksheira. However, in the event that it's in the opposite, in the event that the Ktana is Knuya B'Miktas, then on the Tzad that the Chareshes is Knuya Lagamri, you have a Zika, and you in the Vaday Zika also have a Vaday Isser Achis Isha. In the Zika. Usually if there's an Achis Isha, there's no Zika. But this is a Hechatimtza, a Yavamis, and Yavamis, anything can happen. So this is a Yavamis Hechatimtza, where you have a Zika, and in the Zika, there's an Achis Isha. Why? Because the Zika is coming from a Knuya Lagamri, and the Achis Isha is only a Knuya Mishuyeres. But the bottom line is that I have over here now a Matzev of a Biyapsula. So if I have a Matzev of a Biyapsula, Biyapsula is Laipatra. So it wouldn't work. If the Brisa says that it does work, Bal Karchach, there's no Biyapsula. And if that's the case, Bal Karchach is because the Chareshes is Knuya Mishuyeres and the Ktana is Knuya Veina Knuya, but the Gemara is Doichet. The Gemara says, no, I don't know if this is a Raya. I could always tell you how many Rav Nechemya he. Maybe the Tana, the Brais is Rav Nechemya. The Amar Wolves, Biyapsula by Teres Mechalitza. So there is a Shitas Rav Nechemya, Perak Rav Gamliel, that holds that a Biyapsula does patter from Chalitza. And if that's the case, maybe we're going, I'll leave it Rav Nechemya. But the Gemara is not finished. The Gemara says, Rav Nechemya. If the Brais is going through Rav Nechemya, Eima Seifa. Take a look at the Seifa of that Brais. This Brais that we just mentioned had a Seifa. And from that Seifa, the Gemara is going to try to prove that it's Muchach, that the time of the Brisa was not Nechemya. Meaning, what we just said now, maybe it's Rav Nechemya. I hear, going to Rav Nechemya, the whole premise is based on Biyapsula, but it doesn't hold a Biyapsula. But it's Muchach from this Brisa L'chur that it's not Rav Nechemya. What's the Raya? The Sefer said as follows. Mishal Yonasa Shtei Yosoymois. We're talking about someone that was married to two Yosoymois. Ketana V'Chareshes. One was a Ketana, one was a V'Chareshes. Just to be clear, the Chareshes didn't really have to be a Yosoymois. The Ketana was a Yosoymois. That makes the Kedushin a Kedushin Derabanan. The Chareshes is just the Chareshes. But the point is that Reuven was married to two wives. One was a Ketana and one was a Chareshes. Umeis and Reuven died with no children, which is the case of the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yod. It's the case of the Brisa that we're discussing. But you have a Malak Ketana in the event that Shimon was born the Ketana, v'chazaru ba la Chareshes, and then he was born the Chareshes, oishaba achiv ala Chareshes, or Shimon was born the Ketana, and then another brother, Levi, was born the Chareshes. Talach is Nesru Shtein Ola. Both of these Yevambos are going to end up being Aser. So ordinarily, once there's a Yibum, there's an Isser again to be bought afterwards, but at the same time, it doesn't create any Isser on the Yevamba that you and me have. Over here, there's going to be an Isser. Okay, Ketza Takon Asam. What is the Eitza? Chareshes Yoitzes Beget. The Chareshes, you're going to have to give or get. The Chareshes was the second one. First it was Ba Yavam Ala Ketana, V'chazaru Ba La Chareshes. So, the Halach is, you're going to have to give a get to the Chareshes, Uktana, and as it relates to the Ketana, Tamtima Chetagdo V'tachlitz. You're going to have to wait until she gets older, and then you're going to have to do Chalitz. Again, what's the Cheshbin? The Cheshbin is, again, going Aliba the Rav, the Chareshes is Knuya B'miktsas, the Ketana is Knuya V'eina Knuya. As a result, we dehair over here two real acts of Yibum, and therefore they aser each other, the Chareshness gets a get, and the Ketana, she's going to get Chalita when she's older. So Gemara says like this, Yam, Bishlam, Chareshness, Knuya, Mishuyeres, Ketana, Knuya, Ve'ina, Knuya. Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that Pshat in this price is like we're learning up until now, like Rav Chizda proved from Rav, like Rav Sheshes was learning in the first part of the price, that we're talking about the Chareshness is Knuya, Mishuyeres, and the Ketana is Knuya, Ve'ina, Knuya. The Rabbanon, here we're going according to the Rabbanon, not like Rav Nechemya. The Rabbanon that hold that a Biyapsula is a problem. Mishumachi, Tamtenach, Tagdav, Tachlitz. I understand why the halachi is that the Ketana needs to get Chalitza when she's older. The Dilma Kadam Ubal Chareshes Bereisho, because we were concerned that maybe the person would have done the reverse. Maybe he would be born the Chareshes first, the Havile Bia the Ketana Bia Psula. In the event that it would be Ba first on the Chareshes, so then the Bia on the Ketana would end up being a Bia Psula. And if the Bia on the Ketana is a Bia Psula, that Bia is not going to be a good Bia. As for that reason, the Bia with the Ketana, when it's first, we don't want, should be treated as a good Bia either. Meaning, really, in this case, the first Bia
was done with the Ketana. Being that the first Bia was done with the Ketana, right? What was the case? The case was where he was born the Ketana, then he was Chazav Ba'al HaChareshes. So we say the Bia on the Chareshes is going to end up messing up the Ketana. Really, why should it be that way? L'chura, the Ketana is Knuya Ve'enu Knuya. On the side that the Ketana was Knuya, let's just slow this down for a second. The Ketana was Knuya Ve'enu Knuya. On the side it was Knuya, so then the second Bia had no impact. And if the Ketana was Enu Knuya Klal, so then what's the problem? How could the Bia with the Chareshes end up impacting her? It's a good kasha. The Gemara says, you know what the answer must be? Because what happens if it happened fakert? We actually spoke this svara out earlier in the daf. Because what happens if it would be in the reverse order? What would happen if first he was ba on the chareshes and then he was ba on the ketana? You see, in that case already would be a problem. Why would it be a problem? Because over there you don't have the mamon of shach. Because the chareshes is knuya, but only b'miktas. The Ketana, there's a tzadis knuya legamre. And if that's the case, there's still zika left over towards the ketana, because the chareshes couldn't whack out all the zika, and as a result, so right now, that bia is going to end up impacting, the chareshes. So it makes sense, maybe, why Chazal would have been worried, where it was ketana and chareshes, as a gzera atu what would be, if it was a chareshes and then a ketana. But the Gemara says that's all good if you hold that Bia Psula is a problem. If Bia Psula is a problem, so it comes out that if it was Chareshes and then Ketana, the Bia with the Ketana is Nitkan Bia, which means you would have to do Chalitza. Oh, if in that case you have to do Chalitza, so then in the case of Ketana and Chareshes, we're also going to force you to do Chalitza. Eli'i Amrit Ram Nechemya. But if the Tan of this Braisa is Ram Nechemya, if the Reish of the Braisa is Ram Nechemya, that means the safe of the Brais also has to be Ram Nechemya, Omer Bia Psula Patra, or Bia Psula Patras. So even if it would be Chareshes, Vahad Ketana, he anyways wouldn't be doing Chalitza with the Ketana. So if he anyways wouldn't be doing Chalitza with the Ketana, why in the world would Chazal be Masak and do Chalitza with the Ketana? Why are you doing Chalitza with the Ketana? Favos! There's no reason you should do it. Elish Mamino, Rabbanon Ish Mamino. Must be the Tana of the Brais is the Rabbanon. And if the Tana of the Brais is the Rabbanon, there's no Rav Nechemya, and if that's the case, this is a Hochinami Mistabrit. Rav Chizkiya said in the name of Rav that it's the Chareshes that's Knuya B'miktas, and it's the Ketana that's Knuya, the Enoi Knuya. But we're not finished. One last Knech. Omer Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Meireshna Nami Shmamin Od Rabbanon. I think I can prove from the Reisha that the Tana of this Braisa is the Rabbanon, and the Tana of this Braisa is not Rav Nechemya. Again, going back to the first part of the Braisa, where the Gemara Torah had a Meirid Geraya to Rav Chizkiya Amar Rav, because of the svara of Bia Psula, the Gemara was doich. Maybe it's going to Ram Nechemya that holds. There's no such thing as Bia Psula. So the Gemara said, oh, from the Seifa I know it's Ram Nechemya. Rav Ashi said, but Dafnish flee into the Seifa. We can stay focused in the Reisha. And in the Reisha itself, I can also prove to you that the Tana Brais is not Ram Nechemya, it's the Rabbanon. How so? See, brought a Geshmakarai. The Ketani, what was the case of the Brais? In Bala Chareshes, Noisen Loget Vohutra. The Brais we mentioned before had three tzayurim. The case was where Reuven and Shimon are brothers. They're both married to sisters. One is married to a Ketana. The other one was married to a Chareshes. What were the three cases? Case number one, where the husband of the Ketana died and falls liyibum to the brother that's married to the Chareshes. The second case was where the husband of the Chareshes dies. So the Chareshes falls liyibum to the husband of the Ketana. Then the third case was, where the Chareshes falls liyibum, if you were born the Chareshes, what's the halacha going to be? And the Braisa said, noisan lo get for hutra. Rav Ashi said, sot michka'arta groisa diok in the Braisa. Why did the Braisa only mention what happens if the Yavam was born the Chareshes? Why didn't he say also what happens if the Yavam was born the Ketana? Again, the first case was where the Ketana fell liyibum. The second case was the Chareshes fell liyibum. Third halacha, not third case. Third halacha, what happens if Shimon is born the Chareshes? What about what happens if Shimon is born the Ketana? How can we only spoke out what happens if he's born the Chareshes, but we never spoke out what happens if he's born the Ketana? Inside. Said Rav Ashi, the Braisa said, in Bala Chareshes, noisan laget for hutra. Like Tani, in Bala Ketana, noisan laget for hutra. But he never said what happens if you embond the Ketana, that the halacha is going to be noisan laget for hutra. What's the reason? The reason must be because in the event that this person would be ba on the Ketana when he's married to the Chareshes and the Chareshes' sister, the Ketana, falls the Yibon, in that case, the halacha would not be noisan loget for hutra. And the reason is because
the bia that he had with the ketana is going to be a bia psula. And the reason is because to the chareshes, he has a miktsas zika. To the ketana, on the tzad that is a zika, it's not a miktsas zika, it's a kenuya, it's a fartiga zika. If that's the case, the bia is going to be a bia psula, and a bia psula doesn't work. So you're vital going to need chalitza. See, you're not fadining anything. It's not true in bala chareshes, no, you'll not get for hutra. Why? Because of the Yipsula. But if you're going to tell me that the Tana of this whole Bryce is from Nechemya, so there is no such halacha of the Yipsula. So there's no difference if you're born the Chareshes or if you're born the Ketana. The Yipsula doesn't hold the Yipsula. So why the Bryce only speak Adam Bala Chareshes? You should have also spoke Adam Bala Ketana. Oh, Ma said Rav Ashmi, Reisha Nam Yishma Min Adar Rabbanon. He says, Mucha from the Reisha, that is the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, no, Yimishum Hola Yirya. Some Mucha, that that's really the truth. Because I could tell you that maybe the Tana, the Bryce, could have mentioned the Bala Ketana, just like he mentioned the Bala Chareshes. Could have, would have, should have. So why didn't I mention it? Because Chareshes, the less of Takanta that Teira. Chareshes, we said, had no Eitzim of Heter. Chareshes, Asura La'olam, we spoke out. Because she can't get Chalitza. So she was stuck. She can never go back to the Yavam because of Nesra. She can't get Chalitza. She needs Asura La'olam. So the time of the Brisa wanted to mention there is an Eitzim. Not an Eitzim that Teira, an Eitzim the Yisurif. Somebody's willing to violate an Aveira, so then we can get into Kenzach an Eitzim Haven. Then Bala Chareshes, no Eitzim not get for Hutra. Of a ketana, this is a takanta de teira, but the ketana that does have a takanta de teira, like tani takanta de isura. It's for that reason we did not mention the takanta de isura. And without further ado, we continue along this theme. Again, going a little backwards here because we know a little bit of this Mishnah, as the Gemara already mentioned it in the previous sugya, but very much may inyan le inyan ba'is inyan. Zok te heilige Mishnah vayta. Mishal yonasu lishte yisoymais ketanois vameis. Somebody, Reuven, was married to two yisoymais ketanois. So he was married to two wives. They were both married midrabanon. And he died. Boy, yavim na l'rishayna. And then Shimon went, and he was ba on the rishayna. Mitzvah Yibam, v'chazor balashnia, and then did an avera. He was bought on the second one. Oisha ba'achav balashnia, or his brother Levi was bought on the second one. Lo pasal as a rishayna, so they did an avera. But at the same time, it doesn't pasal the rishayna. Why? Just like in any case of Yibam, if the Yavam does Yibam and then he's bought on the other Yavamah, it doesn't pasal. So too, in this case, not going to pasal either. The chin shtei chershes, they would be true if they were two chershes. So these two women were chershes. They're both married midrabanan, bought on one, then bought on the second one. So the be on the second doesn't impact the marriage to the first one. Next halacha, ketana v'chareshes. What happens if Reuven was married to two wives? Not two ketanois or two chareshes, but one was a ketana and the other one was a chareshes. Ba yavam ala ketana, if the yavam was born the ketana, because ba ala chareshes, and then he was born the chareshes, isha ba ach ala chareshes, or he was born the ketana and his brother was born the chareshes, pasal as a ketana. Then the halacha is, it's going to pasal the ketana. Ba yavam ala chareshes, because of ba ala ketana. What if the yavam was first born the chareshes, then he was born the ketana, isha ba ach ala ketana, or he was born the chareshes, and his brother was born the ketana, pasal as a chareshes, it would pasal the chareshes. What's the reason for this? That's the first 50 minutes of today's daf. Because even though he's married to both of them, they're all born, but it's not the same. One is b'miktas, the other one is knuya v'ena knuya. Which one is which? From the Mishnah, you would have no way of knowing. But at the same time, we know it because Rav Chisda proved it from Rav. Pikchas v'shachareshes. What happens if there was a man that was married to two wives? Reuven. One was a pikachas and the other one was a chareshes. It's a little different. One is married to midei raisa, and the other one is only married to midei rabbanon. Ba yavam ala pikachas. In the event that the yavam was ba and the pikachas v'chazaru ba la chareshes, and then afterwards the yavam was ba and the chareshes. Oishu ba och ba la chareshes, or his brother was ba and the chareshes. Lo pasal as a pikachas. That's easy. Once you ba and the pikachas, so that is a regular yibam midei raisa. So you bond the Yavam and the Rabbanon, it should impact the Yibam and the Reis. Of course not. But Yavam ala Chareshes. What happens if the Yavam was first bond the Chareshes, because of Bala Pikachas, then he was bond the Pikachas? Oh, he's Shabbat Ochav ala Pikachas, or his brother was bond the Pikachas, Pasal as a Chareshes, then it would Pasal the Chareshes. Why? Because the Yibam was done with the Zika de Rabbanon. Now you went ahead and you did a Yibam with the Zika de Reisa. So that is going to impact even the Yibam, the Rabbanon, and therefore he's going to be Aser on the Chareshes. What happens if Reuven is married to two wives? No Chareshes, Pikchis, but Gedoyla and a Ketana. But Yavam ala Gedoyla, if the Yavam was born the Gedoyla because of Bala Ketana, then he was born the Ketana. Oishu ba'achav ala Ketana, his brother was born the Ketana, le'pasol as a Gedoyla. Doesn't pass the Gedoyla. Why? The Yibam with the Gedoyla is a regular Yibam. So the beard that's done with the Ketana is not going to be able to impact it. But Yavam ala Ketana, if the Yavam was born the Ketana, v'chazaru ba'ala Gedoyla, and then afterwards he was ba' on the Gedoyla, oishu ba'achav ala Gedoyla, his brother was born the Gedoyla, pasol b'kachas a Ketana, then it's going to pass the Ketana. What's the reason that it's going to pass the Ketana? Because the Yibam with the ketana was a yibam midrabanan, but there's a shemeres yavam midai raisa. That zika is still out there, so that bia is a bia to aser her now on all the other Yavamas. I did Yibam with her. That was a Yibam the Rabbanon. Because it was Yibam the Rabbanon, the Zika is still out there. The Bia with the Shemeres Yavam is now going to aser. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, change the Gersa. Rabbi Eliezer said that Melamdin Haktano Shetimo Emboy. That in this last case, where the Yavam was born the Ktano, and then he was Chaza and he was born on the Gedoyla. So what's the halacha? Pasal as Haktano. And by the way, pasal as Gdaila as well. Because the Bia with the Ktana makes her pasal to the Gdaila, and the Bia to the Gdaila makes her pasal to the Ktana. They're both Yavamas. And you can't be born to Yavamas. So as a result, they're all going to be Yasser. So this man's going to be stuck. There's going to be no mitzvah Yibum. So Rabbi Eliezer said, Melam den Ktana Shati Moiba. You know, we encourage her to do Mion, and if she's going to do Mion, she's going to knock out her marriage now to the Gdaila, and if to the marriage with the Ktana, if she's going to knock out that marriage, it's going to be okay. Now, if this Rabbi Eliezer sounds familiar, it's because this is a very similar Rabbi Eliezer to who we had on Daf Kuf Tes Amid Aleph. On Daf Kuf Tes Amid Aleph, we had Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Eliezer was discussing what happens if two brothers were married to two sisters. One was married to a Ktana, and one was married to a Gdaila. The Gdaila fell a Yibam. The brother that's married to the Ktana has a mitzvah Yibam Dairaisa, but he can't be mekayim the mitzvah Yibam Dairaisa because he's married to an Achis Isha, or be a Rabbanon. The Tanoim had a big confusion. How do you go about this? Rabbi Eliezer said, Pasha, just be melamdin as a Ktana Shetimoe. And even though we don't really like Miyam, but Letzarech mitzvah Yibam, this is something that you can definitely do. It's Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasa. If the Girsa there was Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasa. And if the Girsa there was Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasa. It's the same exact thing. Not the same case, but it's the same concept. Here, a person was ba on two yavamas. One was a gedolah, one was a ketana. As a result, he's now also to both of them. If you can somehow be mema'en the ketana, so retroactively it never impacted the beer with the gedolah as far as yibum goes, and as a result, you'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah yibum. And in both cases, Rabbi Eliezer said melamdin as a ketana shetimoim, and the Gemara asks it as a kasha. Well, first the Gemara paskins. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu halachik Rabbi Eliezer v'chinam Rabbi Eliezer halachik Rabbi Eliezer. So we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara v'tzricha. You need both of these Rabbi Eliezers. We need the Rabbi Eliezer side over there, and you need the Rabbi Eliezer over here as well. Why did Rabbi Ha Kamaisa? Because that I only had the first Rabbi Eliezer. Ba'ach Kamashmu halachik Rabbi Eliezer. I would have thought that over there the halachik is wrong. Let's just clarify the Gemara a little bit better. The Gemara is not asking why I need both Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara is asking why that Meiram had a paskin in both cases that the halach is like Rabbi Eliezer. I don't know if it's a big difference, but Pasha Pshan in the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, Betzricha, I needed Shmuel, right? The Gemara is talking about Shmuel. Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. I needed Shmuel to tell me that halach is like Rabbi Eliezer in the first Mishnah, and I need Shmuel to tell me that halach is like Rabbi Eliezer in the second Mishnah. Why? Because had I only known how to halach Rabbi Eliezer in the first Mishnah, I would have said, Mishnah Delay Kaim Mitzvah Zibum. Because over there, you're not Mikayim Mitzvah Zibum. What happened? A Yavama fell to Yibum, you can't be Miyabim her because she's an Achis Isha Midrabon. Midday Raisit is a Mitzvah Zibum Midrabon, you can't do it. Amalamdin is a Ketana Shatimayim. It's like this to be able to Mikayim Mitzvah Zibum. Ava Baha over here, the Ikayim Mitzvah Zibum. This man was Mekayim Mitzvah Yibam. He was born both of the Yavamas. So any Mitzvah Yibam there was, he was already Mekayim. So Eimer, Trevayu, Lifku, Begad. So who said, Malam Dinas Haktana Shetimon over here? To do the Mitzvah, yeah. A Chungatun the Mitzvah, yes, Shmina Baha. And had I only had this Mishnah over here, had I only known here that Shmu Paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, I would have thought, Mishum the Gedoyla Ram Yerkameh. The reason is, because over here, the Gedoyla, when she fell a Yibam, he was really chayiv to be Miyabim her. There was a regular chiyuv yibum. It turns out he was born the ketana, and as a result, he couldn't be born the gedola. He ended up being karech mikana mikana. But the bottom line is, a regular yavama fell a yibum. Aval idoch in the mishnah over there, loy. Because although midai raisa she fell a yibum, the rishonim much a little bit to understand the svar. But in the mishnah over there, a yavama day raisa fell a yibum. True, but she was an achis isha at the end of the day, and because she was an achis isha, maybe there in malamdin tzricha. For that reason, we have to have the fact that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer over here, and that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer over there.